Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Some great news for the health of our river system, Brooke. River Murray managers succeeding in blocking 450,000 tonnes of salt from entering the river.
That seems like a really good thing.
That's a really good thing. The problem is we've got all this salt left over that is just sitting there. We've got to find some uses for it, Brooke.
Okay.
I have got a selection of foods in front of me. And I'm wondering what could do with a little more salt. You may think, Bob, this is a terrible idea. People would have laughed at salted caramel the first time it was brought out, and now it's gourmet.
You're right about what I'm thinking. It is a terrible idea.
Look, let's start with a breakfast staple. Brooke, you're always telling me I should put more on my Weet-Bix every morning, so let's try a little bit of salt. We've got our bag of salt, by the way. Salty Weet-Bix.
What is this, just cooking salt?
Yeah, it's, you know, nice coarse grain.
Gotcha.
Salty Weet-Bix. Oh, that's horrible.
It sounded horrible. It didn't look like it was ever going to be horrible. Did it just taste like Weet-Bix with salt on it?
Yeah, really salty.
Funny that.
All right, definitely going sweet from now on, I think.
Bear in mind, this isn't ground up salt either. These are rocks. It's a big chunk of salt.
Let's see if this works. Some salty Skittles.
How do you even do that? You just downed it all in one. Wow, salty Skittles. Way to ruin a good thing. Oh,
it's not too bad.
You don't look too disgusted.
With a little tiny bit of salt, that could actually work.
Really? Oh, right. I can't handle your eating noises.
Let's try a bit of grapefruit.
Okay.
Salty fruit.
We put sugar on grapefruit. Can't be any different to that, right?
If you made a mistake and accidentally put salt and sugar, you know, this might have happened to you already.
I'm already salivating at the thought of how sour a grapefruit is. I couldn't do that. What do we think?
Barely notice.
Did you not put enough salt on?
No. It's maybe not that, but no, I barely noticed. The coarseness of the acidity of the grapefruit and the salt, not too bad. Look, let's try one more thing.
Oh, no.
Salted caramel, popular dessert.
It is.
Coffee ice cream from Lips Riverland Gelato.
Oh, with the Arosto coffee.
One of our favourite treats. This should be nice and creamy and salty.
That was a lot of salt you just put on there. Are you sure? Okay. Good. Your eyes are watering a little bit.
It's quite bitter, isn't it?
It would be. Yeah, it's salt.
Okay, well, if anyone else has a better idea for the salt, let us know. Glad it's not in the river. Back to square one.